John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Tonight he will be there for one show. Tomorrow he will be at Helium Comedy Club. That's there I'm talking about. He'll be at Helium Comedy Club for two shows. Same on Saturday. Shows tonight, 8 o'clock, 7:30, and 10 on Friday and Saturday. And you can always get tickets through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. We are happy to say that it has been a long wait, but he is finally back in the studio. Dov Davidoff is here.
Yes, good sir. Morning. Thank you for having me. Yes, sir. Good morning.
That's it. You're answering me like I'm your military wife there.
Well, I like to be affirmative. I like to let people know that we're communicating with one another and we're in the room. It's kind of the opposite relationship I have with my wife.
Now, I noticed today that you are wearing headphones. You're wearing headphones.
I am wearing headphones, yeah.
Right, right. And you are speaking into the proper part of the microphone.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. The reason why I'm bringing that up is, as being a fan of The Punisher, I noticed that on The Punisher, you played a radio host.
Oh, yeah, I did, played a radio host. Yeah,
right.
You really sold it.
Yeah.
And on that, on your episode of The Punisher where you're playing a radio host, not only don't you wear headphones, but you talk into the wrong side of the microphone.
You know, I didn't really. It's funny, and I've been talking into mics so long, but I guess some of them are different. I mean, well, certainly a stage mic, you're talking to the top of it.
Right.
Whereas these are a bit different. I should have done better research.
Being such a stand-up.
Yeah.
No, our favorite part was when you answered the phone and you didn't have headphones on, but you could still hear the guy.
Yes.
Yeah, then he knew out.
Real Hollywood host.
Sorry. Pet peeve. We couldn't let it go.
A jackass.
There you go. Well, again, thinking I'm your wife.
Exactly. Yeah. It's the same conversation I had this morning.
How are things? Because the last time we saw you, we didn't even realize there's this. We were at the radiothon. There's this beautiful woman walking around, and then all of a sudden we realized that she was with you, and we didn't realize you guys were even married at that
I got
time.
That broad pregnant. We're married. It's good. It's an interesting operation we're running. You know, I mean, we both come from relatively dysfunctional backgrounds, and we're trying to put the pieces together.
Okay, all right.
Have a good day, everybody. It's an interesting process, all of this stuff, you know, and I mean, generates good material, and you know, you bump it up against life.
So you went from from the wedding reception, the way you talk about this, from the wedding reception, right to couples therapy? Is that what you did?
I was in couples therapy before the reception. I would never have made the reception without couples therapy. The therapy's an interesting process. It's, I don't know. It's like, she comes from a small town in Canada. She tends to be a little bit underexpressive, a little passive aggressive. I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to get into the bit on the radio, but we were driving by a lighthouse.
So
we're driving by by the shore, and my wife goes, "Look at that lighthouse with an F." And I said, "That's all." Yeah, she's under the impression. She's 33. For 33 years, she's been under the impression it's called the lighthouse with an F. And I said, "That's a lighthouse." And then she goes, "That's what I said." I said, "No, you said lighthouse with an F." And then she goes, "Well, you know everything." I was like, "I know everything because I know." I was like, what is wrong? Like, what's happening in our lives? But then I took a deep breath and I didn't, I was able to, because of couples therapy, I was able to not engage. And then we went on, we lived our lives, we had a good day. And then later on that night, I didn't even get, I just put my hand on hers when we were pulling to the hotel. And I said, it's got a goddamn light on it. I mean, I'd rather get a divorce than call it a life pass. I'm not looking to make a big deal out of this, of course. You animal. You're going to get passive aggressive because I know the name of the thing? What's this, an ego issue? I know the name of the stupid. All right. Anyway, things are going great. Therapy's great. Everything's fine. Everything's fine. We've been married forever.
So you got her pregnant and she got rid of that child 6 days ago. It's now out in the open.
The kid is here. It's no longer theoretical.
What's this like?
What's it like? It's like the opposite of having sex. It's there's a lot of standing around. I don't know. So far, it's relatively fascinating, but not in a way that it would be for someone listening to me talk about it. I think it's just sort of an inner experience. There's a shift that takes place. I no longer want to cheat. It's good. It's a sort of inner, it's a committed kind of shift that takes place. And, hopefully that happens to people when they bring a life into to the world that they want to be responsible for. Helium tonight, tomorrow, the next day.
6 days old, you're in Philly.
Yeah, no.
Who was it that used to tell us that there used to be a comic came in and it said that the hardest part for him about leaving home once he had a family was not skipping down the driveway when he had a kid.
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah, that is a good one. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the kid hasn't been around long enough for me to want to leave it yet.
6 days.
Yeah. And so, you know, but I'd like to be able to pick and choose my places, you know. I mean, luckily things are good to the degree that I don't have to go out on the road more than feels okay.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I mean, those guys that are really out there all the time.
Yeah, every
that's,
week.
That's not a position I want to be in or pursue, you know.
Well,
20 weeks a year, maybe 15 weeks a year.
Okay. All right. So you're becoming less of a road dog. He's got a new
I have a book out called Road Dog. Less of a road dog. Absolutely. You know, and when one of these TV shows sustains its life, I'm able to be in New York for longer periods of time, you know, but it's, for the most part, I can go in and out without...
What's the cop show that you've been doing? Something
Shades
Blue.
Of Blue.
Shades of Blue. Yeah. Okay.
Is that the Tom Selleck one?
No.
That's something else.
That's Blue Bloods.
A lot of blue.
With the cop, the cop genre. Right. Yeah, it's all blue. Yeah. It's Jennifer Lopez and Ray Liotta.
Last two seasons.
I was playing a cop, and that's what kept me in town. And so now I'm back on the road. Show came to an end, and now
will you be in the new Punisher series?
I don't know.
All right, you don't know yet?
I don't know.
They changed formats.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll be speaking into the right part of the mic this time.
This season's very mature.
No, I mean, literally, the day after I saw that episode, I come in and have you watched the latest Punisher yet? Have you seen Dom David? Talking to the wrong part of the microphone.
Yeah, wrong part of the mic. I am an idiot.
And you know what? I actually didn't blame you.
Yeah, the director should know better.
He's
the one wearing headphones all day.
Somebody.
I should have known. I didn't know that we were really going to be, like, there was a sort of an on-air piece of it, but the audition was it. And so you get there, and then there's the mic, and there's the studio. And so there wasn't a whole lot of lead time going in to do any major character work.
It's the Punisher. We get it.
So in the future, you have learned... Which part of this is the front
Absolutely.
Of the microphone?
Absolutely, that's the front of the microphone. That's the part. I had it upside down.
Dom Davidoff will be at Helium Comedy tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday. One show tonight, two shows tomorrow and Saturday, and you get tickets to heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I'm telling you, fatherhood's a lot of fun until they learn turn six. Because once they find out other people know stuff.
Exactly, you're over. Yeah, I'm going to try to do a good job till 6.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.